The Iroquois acknowledge the existence of spirits in trees and plants, and say that the spirit of corn, the spirit of beans, and the spirit of squashes are supposed to have the forms of three beautiful maidens. According to a tradition current among the Miamis, one year, when there was an unusual abundance of corn, the spirit of the corn was very angry because the children had thrown corn cobs at each other in play, pretending to have suffered serious bodily injury in consequence of their sport. Similarly, when the wind blows the long grass or waving corn, the German peasant will say, "The grass wolf or the corn wolf is abroad." According to Mr. Ralston, in some places the last sheaf of rye is left as a shelter to the Roggenwolf or Rye Wolf during the winter's cold, and in many a summer or autumn festive rite, that being is represented by a rustic who assumes a wolf-like appearance. The corn spirit was, however, often symbolized under a human form.